from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. sees terror attack decline in 2016. The U.S. on Wednesday said the number of terrorist attacks in the world declined in 2016 for the second year in a row. Although Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths, the State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience serious setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul this month, while much of northern Syria near Turkey has been cleared of an IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist attacks occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. A Kenyan court on Wednesday sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and sexually assaulting a woman they believed had dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station outside of the capital of Nairobi 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompted a campaign to end violence against women. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. His fellow U.S. Senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake.
In my conversations with John, since the surgery had been great. He wants to talk about what's going on and what he's going to do when he gets back here.
Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
It's a tragedy, and we certainly wish Senator McCain well. I think everyone does. There's an example of bipartisanship or tripartisanship. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will wish him a full recovery. It's a very tough illness, as anyone knows who's known someone with brain cancer. And, of course, Senator Ted Kennedy had the very same thing.
Kennedy, the longtime Massachusetts senator and younger brother of the late President John F. Kennedy, died in 2009. U.S. President Donald Trump told the New York Times that if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential election and possible collusion with his campaign expands the probe to look at Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, that would cross the line of what is acceptable. Mr. Trump says he has no income from Russia and that he does not do business there. In a wide-ranging interview, Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation, saying if Sessions had indicated that intention of being nominated when Trump would have picked someone else. The president further suggested that former Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey shared with him a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Trump in order to gain leverage. The U.S. State Department said that Turkey has published what its state-run news agency claims are the locations of U.S. military posts in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman said the release has the potential to endanger U.S. personnel and disrupt ongoing operations to defeat Islamic State. In the meantime, the Washington Post reports the Trump administration has decided to halt a covert program by the CIA to arm and train Syrian rebels. It quotes two U.S. officials as saying the decision is aimed at improving relations with Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly decided to keep metal detectors and cameras in place at the Noble Sanctuary Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem after two Israeli policemen were killed at the site last week. As a form of protest, Muslim worshippers stayed away from the sacred site. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.